Greetings. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 31st, 2011. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we work daily, weekly, monthly, yearly to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the Wall Street, the corporate elites. We climb up out of the mind of warfare and bloodshed. We climb up out of the mind of idolatrous covetousness to take and steal land, wealth, and resources and destroy the human family. We leave that mentality. And we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Brahm, the mind of Jehovah, the mind of Ram, the mind of Allah, no matter what name you use for the Most High. We want to climb up into the mind of the Most High. And as we do so, we will break down the barriers that separate us. Barriers of religion, barriers of ethnicity, barriers of race, barriers of national origin, barriers of gender. We break down all of those barriers, come together and organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, and coordinator of this website, as well as my program. And I am thankful unto her, and I pray blessings on her, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove at comcast.net. Now let us, as we always do, pause. As Africans, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, all of us have that potential to be houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So as Africans, let us give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator, Father, and the Most High Creatress, Mother. All praise is due, or praises are due unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Father is known as Ab. That word Ab is the word for Father. If you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. And in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. We also pause and give praises to our Most High, beautiful and precious and wonderful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the Hebrew, the word mother is aim. And so if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh aim for the mother, Holy Spirit. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word for wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. It is feminine and refers to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. This is important to know and understand because it is only the female, the woman, the feminine that conceives. Holy Spirit is feminine, female, she's our mother. Now, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the human family, as well as father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. That word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit, found under the number 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it's a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name is Ila. Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit's name is Ila. Now, Ila is not only an African Arabic word, Ila is an African Hebrew word as well. And in both cases, Ila is feminine. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say in their Islamic prayer, Ashadu Ila Ila Ha'il Allah. And you hear Ila and you hear Allah. Now, traditionally, this is translated, there is no God but God. But because we know Ila is the mother and Allah is the father, that should be rendered, there is none but our mother and our father, the Almighty Mother and the Almighty Father. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, my sisters and brothers, it brings me great pleasure and honor to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but it's time to just go on past belief and go into knowledge of the truth that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Ja, Rastafari I, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me are the I. In Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I. We don't say you and me, we say I and I. The first I refers to yourself, united with the Creator, Father, and Creatress, Mother. Also united with creation. That is the first I. The second I refers to the human family outside of yourself. Also united with Father Creator, Mother Creatress, and creation. So, you and me are the I, in I, Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari. All of us are divine manifestations. I and I are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, in this divine creation, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. When we understand this reality, we will understand also that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within all of our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days of Babylon, and this United States of North America is the last modern day mystery, no longer a mystery Babylon, but Babylon we understand. This is the Babylon. And Christ through us will rise up and is rising up. Christ is here. Christ has returned within our personalities. And you look all over the earth, people are dissatisfied with this system. People have the idea to rise up and strike a blow against this system. People have the idea and thought to rise up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. People in Libya rising up against the United States of North America, NATO, AFRICOM, rising up against Israel, rising up against Britain, rising up against those forces dropping bombs on Muammar Gaddafi and the good people of Libya. People rising up and saying, we don't want no Al-Qaeda to make a government in our country. That's what the United States of North America is doing. People rising up in Africa saying, we don't want the International Monetary Fund. We don't want the House of Rothschilds. We don't want the Oppenheimers. We no longer want to be exploited. People in Europe have the same spirit, that same Christ spirit. People in Portugal, I believe. People in Britain. People in Greece. Caucasian sisters and brothers rising up and saying, you want to come and take our stuff? Take our Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid? Take these programs that are for the people? We're no longer going to tolerate that. We're rising up. Look in Wisconsin in the United States of North America. Look at other places where people are rising up and saying, we don't want to see unions busted up. We want to see living wage jobs for all. The Christ spirit is here. Jesus Christ is alive within the uprising of the people. And we are yet in Revelation, looking at current affairs and current events with the mind of Jesus Christ. Jesus is justice. Christ is the spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Revelation coming from apocalypsos, giving us our English word apocalypse, which has the equivalent in meaning and definition of revelation, which means to give critical examination of the wicked system and remove the falsehood so that we may see the truth of the system, so that we may unite and come together and overturn the synagogue of Satan, overturn the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We're going to go right into Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. We're going to go some and incorporate our current affairs within the teachings and the preachings. Revelation, we're dealing with these seven letters. These are seven aspects of the black man and woman, the black church, the black preacher, the black member of the black church. Because we are the original African Hebrew Israelite nation, we are the original church, and it is our duty to rise up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and raise up the Christ spirit within all of the oppressed, no matter the color, religion, race, ethnicity, gender, or creed. And so these seven letters written by Paul to the seven churches in Asia represent seven aspects, seven characteristics of we, the true descendants of the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the true descendants of those original African Hebrews who began the church in Africa. We are they. When we look at the scripture, it is prophetic, giving us a prophetic window into ourselves and current affairs and current events. So as we continue with these seven letters, we are looking at these seven letters as giving us a description of the black church. Now, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. We're still dealing with the church at Smyrna. And Smyrna means, I'm looking it up on the internet right now, 4668. On the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it says of or belonging to Smyrna. I think it has something to do, yes, with myrrh. Myrrh is a like an incense. And we know that the incense represents the prayers of the saints. And the prayers of the saints are that we be delivered from oppression, delivered from this wicked, no good, rotten system. So, black people, black church, you are Smyrna. You're like myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, those incense, those prayers unto the Most High that our ancestors prayed night and day that we be delivered from oppression. That is the spirit that we are to have. So we're dealing with Smyrna. And in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 says, fear none of these things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and that ye may have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And we left off talking about how we are to preach life and not death. And we looked at how those who run the system, presidents, prime ministers, heads of financial, governmental, and educational institutions, even preachers in the pulpit, imams on the Muslim rostrum, Jewish rabbis, people of religion, they go into their houses of worship and preach death, preach that we should support this fictitious 911 narrative, preach that we should support the killing and massacre and shedding of blood of our sisters and brothers in Africa, in the Middle East, all over the earth. When in reality, the war on terror is a war of terror administered by the House of Rothschilds through the United States of North America, Israel, Britain, so that the people of the earth may be terrorized, and that they, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the bankers and whatnot, can take control of the land, the wealth, and the resources. We don't preach death. We only preach death to this wicked system. We preach life to the oppressed. We preach overcoming to the oppressed, that we can come together and overcome this wicked, no good, rotten system. So we want to attain the crown of life. Jesus wants to give us the crown of life. Jesus is justice. Jesus is deliverance. Jesus is the return of health and wealth back to the oppressed. Jesus means the elimination of oppression. Jesus wants us to preach life. Black church, black preacher, black pastor, defend life. Cease to support those who would have us maneuvered into giving our spirit and soul and mind and body to kill members of the human family. Defend life, sisters and brothers. Defend life, black church, black preacher. Defend life. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 31st, 2011. Black church, black pastor, black preacher, we must give life. We must administer and give life to the poor, life to the afflicted, life to the needy, life to the oppressed. And when you examine the word Yahweh, you see, we have to research the definitions of these words. Do not trust the English translation ever. Those who translated the scriptures into English from the African Hebrew language Old Testament and the European Greek language New Testament, those that took the scriptures and translated it from the Hebrew and the Greek into the English, were devils. We just have to say it like It is Constantine, Rome, the European scholars, the scholars of the empire who translated, and King James, on down to the 16th century, I believe. King James and his wicked scholars, working on behalf of empire, translated the scriptures from the African Hebrew and the European Greek language. Hebrew, the Old Testament, Greek, the New Testament, gave us the English, and they purposefully hid things and camouflaged things and changed things. So you have to research the definitions of the words in the Hebrew, if it's the Old Testament, African Hebrew, Old Testament, or European Greek, if it's the New Testament. So when you examine the word Lord in the Old Testament, all capitals L-O-R-D, that is Yahweh. Yahweh means the self-existent one. Yahweh means life, for you cannot exist without life. So Yahweh is Father and Mother, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother come together as one to produce life and give birth. So that's what we are to do, defend life. When we serve Yahweh, we are serving life. We are giving birth to life. We don't preach death. Barack Obama wants us to preach death. House of Rothschilds want us to preach death. They want us to support warfare and bloodshed. They want us to support the gutting of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. That's supporting death. We support life and we preach life. All of this means, chapter 2, verse 10. When you read it again, it means that we should challenge and overcome and overthrow the power of Rome, the power of Britain, the power of the American Empire. See, the church at Smyrna was fighting the Roman Empire. Paul was a revolutionary. People misunderstand Paul. Paul was a revolutionary. When Paul is talking about preaching Jesus, he knows what the word Jesus in the African Hebrew language is Yahshua. He knows that it means liberty and deliverance and the returning of health and wealth back to the oppressed. He knows that Yahshua means vengeance upon the wicked ruling class. Paul was fighting the Roman Empire. The church at Smyrna was to fight the Roman Empire. Fight Caesar. How? With the word of God, with unity, with organization. And so it is the same with us today, black church, black pastor, black preacher. It is our job, our duty, our mission and commission from the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh Ab and Yahweh Am, that we fight this United States of North America empire, fight the CIA, fight the FOP, fight the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, all of these organizations under the auspices of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We're to fight them. They are the synagogue of Satan. It is our duty. It is our job. And we must not shrink, relinquish from our job and our duty. We must not be derelict in our duty. Jesus is justice. And we must overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families that are destroying the human family. The Wall Street oligarchs. Oligarch mean the rule of the few. The corporate plutocrats. That means the rule of the wealthy. Under the auspices of the House of Rothschilds, who control all of the central banks, and the Oppenheimers, who control all of your mining, your resource mineral mining corporations. All of this controlled by warfare and bloodshed. We have to fight these wicked ruling class and families with the word of God. That is the purpose of the word of God, to fight the oppressor and to deliver the oppressed masses of our sisters and brothers all over the earth. We must overcome and overthrow. My pastor preached a message today about being an overcoming Christian, a Christian that overcomes the world. The only thing that was needed was the revolutionary understanding of that phrase. A Christian is a revolutionary. A Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Hebrew. We are all supposed to be revolutionaries, using the word of God to overcome the power of the ruling class and families, the power of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the power of the Illuminati Masonic order. We have that power to overcome these wicked powers. Christ is in us. When we understand that Jesus, Yahshua, means justice and liberty and deliverance, you can go with that understanding to a Hindu brother and sister, and they will say, yes, we agree with you. Jesus is the way. Justice is the way. Deliverance is the way. When you go with that understanding to a Buddhist, a Hebrew, a Muslim, they will agree with you. But you have to go with the understanding of who Yahshua is. Yahshua is justice. Yahshua is deliverance. Yahshua is liberty. Yahshua is the return of health and wealth back to the oppressed. Who can reject that? Even your atheist communist will agree with you, because this is about language. When you understand the Hebrew language, you understand that Yahshua means deliverance, liberty, justice, return of health and wealth back to the oppressed, destruction of an oppressive system, vengeance on the oppressor, vengeance on the wicked ruling class. That's what Yahshua means. So when we come to that understanding, we will come together. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Hebrew, Jew, atheist, communist. We will come together with that understanding that Christ is here. Christ, that spirit to deliver the oppressed, is here. And we have that power to tap. We have the opportunity to tap into that power of creation to overturn the Federal Reserve System. This Federal Reserve banking system, which is under the control of the International Monetary Fund, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, all of these multinational mineral and resource corporations that go all over the earth and create and foment warfare and kill and shed blood, and we support it? No. We have the power to overcome that. We have the opportunity to overcome that. We have to overcome the CIA. We have to overcome the FBI. We have to overcome the Fraternal Order of the Police. We have to overcome the kingdom of Satan. And we have that power if we tap into that power. What is that power? That power to overcome these forces is in Jesus. Once again, Jesus, coming from the Yahshua. The African Hebrew word is Yahshua. It means justice. It means liberty. It means deliverance of the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked oppressor, ruling class, and ruling family, synagogue of Satan. Yahshua means the returning of the health and the wealth back into the hands of the oppressed, and doing away with the system of oppression and the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Where is that power to overcome these wicked forces? That power is in Christ. Christ, once again, is the anointing. That anointing from Mother Holy Spirit that gives us the power to crush the oppressor. How are you going to crush the oppressor? With the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is that force, that power, that was used by the Most High to manifest creation. The creation is manifest into physical reality because of the word of the Most High. That same word that out of that which we cannot see brought visible into physical reality that which we call creation, is that same power, the word of God, that same power in our mouths, in our minds, in our construct that we will use to overcome these wicked powers. And Jesus will give us the crown of life because we have defended life, preached life, lived life, facilitated life. Because we have facilitated and ushered in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Jesus, justice, Christ, that spirit to crush the oppressor. Jesus Christ, justice, will give us the crown of life. That crown has to do with rank. When you have a crown, you have moved forward into a higher ranking, the ranking of a ruler. And sisters and brothers, those in power are false rulers, demonic rulers. But when we stand up and fight for Christ, fight for Jesus, fight for the oppressed, fight and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the widows, the fatherless, the orphans, when we deliver the oppressed from the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, we will be raised into leadership, into rulership with the crown of life because we have defended life. When we understand that we are the New Jerusalem that you read about in the book of Revelation, New Jerusalem is that bride of Christ coming out of heaven, coming out of the sky to come on earth, be placed and emplaced on earth. Heaven coming out of the sky. God coming out of the sky. God leaving heaven. The temple is us. We are the temple. We are the bride. We are New Jerusalem. Jerusalem means founded in peace. And we will be that peace. Literally, when we work and facilitate and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, we will manifest that quality of peace and that shalom, that Salem, S-L-M, whether it's shalom or Salem or salam, is always dealing with peace. And that also has to do with being whole. When we work and fight on behalf of life, and fight against this wicked system and overturn this wicked system, overturn the synagogue of Satan, we will become whole again, whole manifestations of the Most High on earth. Whole Elohim, which means gods and goddesses. Elohim are the children of the Most High, and you and I are Elohim, children of the Most High. But those in power, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and their kings and their princes and their princesses, their heads of state and whatnot, they're false rulers. And they don't look at you and me as having any rank. But Jesus wants to raise you up, poor black man and woman, poor white man and woman, poor brown man and woman, poor red man and woman, sister and brother on the street, sister and brother that's homeless, sister and brother, homeless veteran, you are they that will be raised up and given a crown of life as we come together and defend life, as we come together and manifest that Jerusalem, that founded in peace, that foundation of peace, as we manifest and become living temples of the Most High, the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to be the temple for the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or Mother Holy Spirit. God becomes the temple. God is the temple, meaning that your physical house is to be a full manifestation of the Most High within your personality. That's why we say Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, because I and I are endeavoring to become full manifestations of divinity and manifest Jerusalem. And manifest and be that bride of Christ, that partner with Christ to give birth to life as a people, to give birth to that which facilitates life and heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Now I want to go to a Sunday school lesson that we had. I want to go to Judges chapter 7. And I got to, on this computer, type in a word so that I may go to Judges chapter 7. Dealing with the children of Israel. The whole Bible is Revelation. The whole Bible is the book of Revelation. When we understand it properly, from Genesis to Revelation is Revelation. And there are some things that I wanted to cover in Judges chapter 7. Let me get my Sunday school book. Because the job of the children of Israel was to fight for life. Fight on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. To stand up for righteousness. To stand up and deliver all of the oppressed and fight the oppressor. Offer citizenship to any sister and brother of any tribe of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. In that region that we call Arabia, Israel, Palestine, be they Midianites, or be they Zidonians, or whatever tribe that was located in that region, the African Hebrew Israelite nation was to go to the oppressed, no matter the tribe, and say, "Come with us. We will fight on your behalf, and we will fight the oppressor." You see, when the Bible says that the Hebrews were fighting the inhabitants, you see, you can't trust the English translation ever. You have to research every word in the original language, whether it's the African Hebrew in the Old Testament or the European Greek in the New Testament. That word inhabitants does not mean inhabitants like we say it means inhabitants. To us, that word means everybody and anybody. But that word in the Hebrew does not mean inhabitants. It means judges. It means rulers. Because that region was infected and infested with the spirit of the oppressor, Hyksos. Indo-European invaders came through that whole region from about 2000 BC all the way through about 1500, 1550 BC. And so that region was rocking and rolling with the mentality of the wicked oppressor, killers, debaucherous, thieves, shedders of blood, perpetrators of warfare. And so the Hebrews, having fought the Hyksos, who had taken Egypt and sat on the throne and kicked the black man and woman off the throne, the European Hyksos. And so Moses rebels against slavery and exploitation and raises up not only African Hebrews but African Egyptians together and raise them up and oppose the Hyksos and leave slavery and go into this region that we call Israel, Palestine, or Arabia and say to all of those in that region, "We are here to fight the oppressor. Join us and we will deliver you from oppression." And so this is the job of the African Hebrews. And in this chapter 7 of Judges, we see that Gideon has risen up as a deliverer for the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And we're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.